All right, that was Castle Garden with I Know You. And up next, we're going to talk to Belladonna. Hi, Bella.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing this morning?
Beautiful. Just sitting in my flat in Wellington, and it's quite windy and rainy, but, you know, that's not a surprise.
My sister-in-law came up to Auckland on the weekend and was just shocked that we had summer and quite disgruntled.
I know, like, my friends say that, so it's like, it's a really weird feeling in Wellington when you actually feel hot. Like, it's kind of disconcerting.
Yeah, your body goes into shock.
Yeah.
But you like it down there, right?
I do. I love Wellington. It's beautiful arts and culture, and I live 5 minutes away from the beach, and yeah, you can't really beat that.
That's incredible.
Very beautiful. Yeah.
I was reading that your new song, or the new album, is very Wellington. Is that true, and how so?
Yeah, that's a good question, actually. Well, I think location is often quite present in my writing, and I wrote it in Wellington, and different kind of locations of Wellington are actually, I guess, referenced. The album is called Arcus Way.
Yeah.
And I lived on a property that backed onto a lane called Arcus Way. There's also some shout outs to Te Papa in the album, which is like, it's not identified as Te Papa, but for a while I was just like, really enjoyed going to the, like, it's kind of more of a cafeteria vibe at Te Papa.
Yeah.
And for some reason, that just really, that location brought me a lot of comfort during that time. So,
what other Wellington locations get a shout out on the album?
Oh, well, I guess Newtown as well. I lived in Newtown. Mm. I wrote it just after my house burnt down.
Yes.
yeah, which is kind of, I kind of like to drop that sometimes because it's just kind of, I've recovered from that, so it feels kind of humorous in some ways. But I lived in Newtown after that period of time, and I lived in a flat that was, like, directly underneath the path that the helicopters flew under.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those kind of sounds, if you know Newtown and Wellington, are quite present. You're often hearing sirens and...
Yeah.
Lots of fun noises.
It's a bit of a kind of, not an in-joke, but yeah, I find those geographic references and songs really interesting. And like, yeah, the past couple of weeks on the show, I've just been playing songs about Auckland, and you hear, you know, like, yeah, you hear Karangahape Road, or you hear, you know, mentions in the motorway, and you're like, oh, I know this place. And I think it, in an era where everything seems to be kind of floating in the abyss, feeling sort of rooted to a location, especially via music, is, yeah, I think a really interesting premise. And I'm not surprised that a lot of artists are finding creative inspiration in that. So the new single is Holding On, and it comes from quite heavy subject matter. Is that right?
Yeah, I wrote Holding On. I mean, I wrote it about a lot of different things, but I guess, like, the album, I was processing a lot of big things after my house burnt down and asking a lot of big questions about life. And, and kind of, I guess, reflecting on things that I was going through and how much of them were to do with me, that I was holding on and grasping onto things that had hurt me, and... kind of what role I had to play in that process, I guess.
Yeah. And is it sort of like letting go as much as holding on, in a way?
Like, yes. Yeah. It's a balance. Because it's important to reflect and process the things that we've been through, but also there is some freedom, I think, in letting go.
Yeah, and so much stuff is out of our control, as something like a house fire will teach you that sometimes, you can't hold on. Let's take a listen to the song, and then we'll talk a bit more about it, shall we?
Beautiful.
This is Holding On, the new song from Belladonna. I think it came out last week, and it's on the album Arcus Way, which is out tomorrow.
Thank you.
sorry I'm holding on.
It's quite sad, Bella. But yeah, beautiful. I love sad music.
Thank you.
Is the whole album that kind of tenor, or is it, different?
Yeah, a lot of it comes from like quite a reflective, sad place, which is funny because I'm not really in that place anymore, but it was important for me, I guess, to have that space, which is the cool thing about being a musician is that you allow yourself that space to process and share those things.
Yeah, it gives you sort of a medium to work through that, because I understand you had quite a creative flurry of output after all of that sort of went down. Is that right?
Yeah, I did. I eventually moved into a new flat and kind of was rebuilding from scratch, really. And I didn't really own that many things at the time, but one of the first things that I got back was a guitar. So I would sit in my room and look out the window over Hatayatai, the suburb I was in, and look at all the little houses, and so much just came up for me. And yeah, I wrote a lot, mostly on the guitar, just as a way to kind of, I guess, in parallel with what was happening, like everything being taken away, it was a nice way to kind of just hone in and simplify the process.
Yeah. How long were you sort of working on the album for, from writing to recording? What was that sort of timeline?
It was actually a really long time. But as it tends to be, like, it went through various iterations, and the songs that I thought were going to be in it at the start weren't all the same as the end, but it was like three or four years possibly from like starting to write it to now, I would say.
Wow, that's longer than some governments.
I know.
In a lot of relationships as well. You worked with producer Chris Armour on it. Was that what was that like?
It was great. So yeah, I met Chris. He's in the Miles Calder band, and I opened for them as I was writing it, and we just connected, and he's a local Wellington producer, and he kind of from the beginning kind of understood what I was trying to do with the album, and yeah, just he was a great collaborator, kind of saw the vision but also just added so much to it, and it was a great kind of working dynamic to have.
That's awesome. And the album's out on Friday, tomorrow, 28th. What are you doing for the launch? Is there a party? Is there any gigs or merch? What's the rollout for that?
Well, I released some merch recently. It was really fun. I learned how to screen print. So I screen printed onto some T-shirts that I got from the op shop, so that was fun.
That's so cool. Screen printing's so fun.
Yeah, it is a really fun process. I love continuing to learn new things. I am keeping it pretty low-key so far, but I will celebrate tomorrow with some friends and family.
Amazing. Okay, speaking of merch, let's talk about clothes a little bit.
Yes.
Because you do have really good style. And this is, I think, the third installment of Sound Looks. I haven't had time to make a sting yet. But it sees us hearing from artists about their style and on and off stage and all of that kind of thing. So you're an interesting case because, did you lose all your wardrobe in the fire?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
my gosh.
I did.
Holy shit. What's that like, losing all your clothes?
That's a good question. It is a really interesting experience. Like, there was definitely some pieces that occasionally pop into my mind, like vintage pieces that I had that I'm like, that was really beautiful.
They're gone forever and they're never coming back.
Yeah,
they're gone.
It's weird when something like completely disappears, because I've lost pieces of clothes before and been almost felt more disappointed because I'm like, it could be somewhere.
Yeah.
Whereas this was like, they just don't exist anymore. But it was kind of fun. Like, I think when I did lose everything, I was like, oh, this is like kind of like a fun opportunity to start from scratch.
Yeah, right? And sort of, yeah, clean the slate as far as how you're expressing yourself and what you're wearing. How did you approach that? Did you just kind of, I mean, obviously there's budgets to building a wardrobe. Did you sort of come at it organically, or did you think, right, this is my chance to sort of get that pair of jeans I've always wanted? I want to try something new. What was that like?
I kind of wish I was more intentional with it, but I think because I was just like recovering, I was
dealing with a lot. Like clothes are kind of not that important. As long as you're not naked, it's probably
exactly. So I was like, I just need to clothe myself. Yeah. That's important. But then I kind of just like, I mean, I'm a big op shopper, so I just kind of continued to do that. And just because I enjoy it so much, and it was surprisingly easy to like now again, I feel like I have so much stuff. And I'm like, that really didn't take that long.
Yeah. Where's your favourite op shops in Wellington?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, like, Newtown has a lot of op shops, but they are pretty picked over, I would say.
Yeah.
So I love Kilburnie and Miramar. The Kilburnie Salvation Army is great. I feel like I always get some steals there.
Oh, hot tip.
So many good ones, though. It's like, oh, the one in my neighbourhood actually is also really good. I got a... Like, last week I got, like, a vintage pair of Calvin Klein sunglasses, and they were $9.
No way.
Yeah.
That is so good. How do you dress for summer in Wellington?
Well, you kind of look out the window, you see what's going on. Actually, you probably shouldn't do that, because it's deceivingly, like, looks like it can look sunny outside. But... I think I'm an optimistic dresser, so I like to just pretend it's summer when it's summer, even if it's when the weather's bad. So it's like nice being able to wear, I don't know, like just wearing a dress, wearing some nice linen pants, and then just dealing with the repercussions after you've outside.
Hold your skirt down all day. What about when you're getting on stage or when you're performing, or do you dress differently for those circumstances?
Yeah.
Or are you sort of same across the board?
Well, performing feels like a very different part of the process. Like, it feels quite disconnected to the start of the process when you're writing. So I think I do use clothes to kind of try to embody the performance and the stories and stuff, and I like to wear more fun, like, performative pieces, I guess. Like, I found this dress at an op shop that's like, I think it's like an old costume piece, and it's just like frilly and white, and I enjoy wearing that on stage. It just helps me feel a bit more whimsical. Yeah.
And because, yeah, I mean, obviously Belladonna is your artist name, but offstage you're Bella Cook. So it's kind of you've got a slight division there. So, yeah, clothes can be another way to sort of, I guess, delineate. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Do you have any shows coming up, or what's on the schedule for the next couple of months? Anything you want to plug?
I actually don't as of yet. I think just because of the process of the album, which has been beautiful, but also a really long process. Giving myself the space just to kind of step back a little bit and be creative in a different way.
Yeah. Are you going to any gigs this summer, or what's anything on your calendar?
Well, I'm actually going to be away. I'm going to be overseas this summer. I'm actually going to be in Ireland, so I'm hoping that I will see some, like, go to an Irish jig or something. I think that would be
fun. Go see some folk singing and all that amazing stuff they do. There's so much good music coming out of Ireland at the moment.
Totally.
Amazing. Cool. That sounds like a beautiful maybe not warm, but a beautiful holiday. Brilliant. Okay, thank you so much, Bella. And the record is Arcus Way. It is out tomorrow. Where can people get their hands on it?
You can get it on any streaming platforms, on Apple Music, Spotify, Bandcamp, all the ones, YouTube.
Amazing. Yeah. Is there vinyl or just soft copies for now?
Just just soft copies.
Amazing. That's good. Yeah. It's very portable and easy. Love it. Exactly. All right. Thank you so much, Belle. I hope you have a lovely day and can't wait to sit down and listen to all of it tomorrow when it comes out. Congratulations.
Yeah,
it's your debut, so that's amazing. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
And yeah, good things come out of destruction.
Yeah, sometimes. I think that's the moral of the story.
Yeah, creative opportunity and everything. So, that's amazing, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
Congrats. All right, have a fabulous rest of your week and a good weekend. Thank you.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye. That was Bella Cook, aka Belladonna, talking about her new album, Arcus Way, and the single, Holding On. If you missed that, I will get the beat cast up soon as the show is done. For now, let's take a little break and then got some more songs about Auckland for you.